Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
A colleague of ours used to be quite a reckless pedestrian, crossing the road at don't walk signs or where there were no signs, darting across streets in a hurry and what have you. One day he heard a voice that said, "Be careful when you cross the road." It wasn't an audible voice. It was like a thought that dropped into his mind very clearly, very succinctly. Be careful when you cross the road. Immediately, he knew it was a warning to him. And immediately, he stopped his erratic pedestrianism, if that's even a word. About a week later, a man was killed crossing the road outside the apartment where he lived, hit by a car. It reminded us about being defensive as a pedestrian. There are defensive driving courses, but I don't know of any defensive pedestrian courses. Are we defensive pedestrians? When we cross at the lights, are all the lanes in each direction stopping? Are the drivers in the inside lane stopping? Can they even see you? When you're on the footpath, do you walk facing oncoming traffic so you can see any potential problems in front of you coming towards you? For women, it's also safer, sad to say, with predators around because the traffic is approaching you and not coming up behind you. When you're walking along the footpath and a parked car is in a driveway, is there someone in the car? Do they know you're behind their car? Or are they just going to back straight out over the top of you? Do you wait for the green man or do you ignore the red man at the lights? If you think it's a silly message, remember, your life could be snuffed out in the blink of an eye, or you could end up seriously and permanently injured if you're not a defensive pedestrian. And let's go back to that voice our colleague heard. Be careful when you cross the road. Those inaudible yet clear words that dropped into his thoughts. In the Bible, in John 16, it says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." Are you listening out for that still, small voice? I'm Aaron Wright.